Late one night, he appeared at the sitting-room door, pale and shaking, crying, "Compeyson! She's there, in my room, all dressed in white, ready for the wedding. She's angry. She says she wants revenge. You broke her heart, you know you did, and now she says I'm going to die." Compeyson and his wife put Arthur back to bed. But at 5 o'clock in the morning, we heard screams coming from his room, and he died soon after. I should have realized it was a mistake getting involved with Compeyson. In the end, we were both arrested for several crimes. And what happened? At the trial, he lied and lied. I was the criminal, in and out of prison all my life, and I got 14 years on the prison ship. He was the gentleman, of good character, and with important friends, and only got 7 years.
Magwitch had become very excited, and had to breathe deeply to calm himself.
I promised myself I'd smash his handsome face when I saw him on the prison ship. I was just going to, when a guard caught hold of me. I managed to escape by diving into the river. That's how I reached the marshes and the churchyard. And then, Pip, my boy, you told me Compeyson was on the marshes too. He must have escaped like me.